I'm starting with Birkas Bruchim Aboim. Baruch Hashem, everyone used already his camera. We can, after the pictures, go straight to the Shir. I need to say my apologies, as the Gemara says, Milsi de Ganyevoch Kodim Omro, Eved Avrom Onoichi. If you have something, a weakness, you need to say it before other people will say it. Kodim Omro. My English is not a perfect English, so I need to apologize. I was asked to talk about education. Education for own children. Education for an educator that has pupils. A very, very important sugya. And it has a terrific match to this parshas. Parshas Vayetze is talking about our nation. The base from our nation is Parshas Vayetze. We had Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, and Yud Beshiftei Kor are the base of the Jewish nation, of all the colors of this nation. Everyone with his shevet, with his system, with his attitude. In the Parshas Haleido, from those 12 children was In Vayetze. So thinking about it, it's a nation that the base was born not in the regular place. Yaakov Avinu needed to run away from a brother that wants to kill him. And this brother that wants to kill him is something that you need to be afraid of. When Esav wants to kill, it's very dangerous. He is a murderer, he is a boki verogil b'meleches ha-metziche. If he doesn't want to kill, he's dangerous. When he says that he wants to kill, Allah has kamo v'kamo. Yaakov Avinu is a nirdof al nafshoi. When someone is a nirdof al nafshoi, he's not calm, he's not in the regular place, he needs to hide, he's in a danger. And from this danger, he came to Lavan. This is the Arami Oved Ovi. If Lavan is the safe place, so we understand how bad the situation was. He was saved from Esav by Lavan. In this Lavan, he's all acting, is described in Parshas Vayetze. It wasn't only as a shver to an edim, it's as Lavan to Klal Yisrael. This is what every Mevi Bikurim is saying, Arami Oyved Ovi. This was the plan of Lavan. As the Pasuk says, Min Hapach El Hapachas, to run away from Esav and to come to Lavan. And in this base Lavan, with this fear, he got married with 4 women. They were the mothers of our nation. And those Yud Beis Shiftei Kor were born there, in this place. As we understand that everything is coming from upstairs, and the Borei Olam didn't find a better place for the base of this nation, only the Beisoi Shel Lavan. Yaakov Avinu is describing with his own words, staying there. Zeliyesrim shono beveisecho. O yisi bayoim achol ani choyre vekerach baloylo vatid ad shnosi meyeinai. When we are not sleeping one night, we are already nervous. We are with anger. Yaakov Avinu doesn't say one word that it's not right. It's an MS Yaakov. 20 years. Tidat shnosi me'ena. If someone is not sleeping 20 years, we can imagine what an influence it has of this someone. Not to sleep, not to be calm. He's a yeshiva bucher, a mirror talmid. He comes from Shem Ve'ever. He's learning nigle. He's going to the bed with Or Sameach, with Shaar HaMelech. If he's a chosid, with Asfasemes, al Hashas. But here, it's 20 years, and the Medrash says, but what was Yaakov Avinu busy with? He said Tehillim. He said Tehillim, because he was a Roye Tzoyin, and he was a Nemon, he was Yaakov Avinu. The Rambam in Hilchus Chirus is bringing that every Socher needs to have Nemonus to his boss. Kimo Yaakov Avinu bebeis Lovon. The Rambam is using this example of Nemonus. In Nemonus, by a Re'iyas Tzoyin, needs to have the attention above the Tzoyin. So it wasn't the right place, not for Or Sameach, and not for Shaar HaMelech, and not for Asfasemes. The only thing that he could do is to say Tehillim. And then, we need to think about this point of education. Children were born, and the father is outside, in his Roye Tzoyin, he's not sleeping well, he's not eating well. What's with the education? How did Yaakov Avinu give his own children a base education in their first years? They had the mothers, but the mothers were the daughters of Lavan, so even though we know that Imoisenu were the biggest Sitkonius, but the knowledge to know about what a Jewish mother needs to do, they didn't have, not by their father, not by their mother. Yaakov Avinu is there, so busy. Children are growing. What was the education that those children got in those hard years? And if we want to think a little bit deeper, Yaakov Avinu says to Lavan, Im es asher timtzo es Elohecho lo yichye. Lavan claims, you took away my God. Someone took away the trophim. And Yaakov Avinu is come and he says those words, Im es asher timtzo es Elohecho lo yichye. Maybe it is one of your children. You have children, they were 8 years old then, 7 years, 6 years old. Children. Children, they don't have the education. No cheder, no school, no exams. Children that are growing by Lavan who are Rami in house. The father is far away. And here comes his share. And he says, Lomo gonavtu es Eloi hoi. You took away my God. And he says with so simple, Im es asher timtzo es Elohecho lo yichye. He knows for sure no one from his family took it. Yeah, it was Rochel that wanted to save her father. But about the children, how can you say such a thing if you have? And we understand that the children were healthy children are happy children are wild. And without education, how can you know? This is a point that needs to be asked when we are going through this parshas Vayetze. So except of this knowledge that we know that Yaakov Avinu said Tehillim, we don't have nothing in Chazal, something about those 20 years by Yaakov Avinu, what he made, what was his plan in his life. We do know that he had children, we know that he was a Roye Tzoyin. We do know that the only thing that Chazal learned us was about saying Tilim. So, Weissachois, that saying Tilim is not as simple as we think. It's not something that belongs to Apora Meratzim that he cannot learn. Tilim is something that can be a very strong power. We weren't there. We can imagine as Yaakovin is coming back home every day, very, very tired. He says, Vatidat Shnosi Me'ena, he says alone, sleep wasn't so easy. Today, people that are not sleeping well, they are taking some pills. But in those days, the drugstore wasn't open yet. No pills. He's not sleeping well. And he has all of 10 children that need education. Everyone is something else. Reuven is not Shimon, Shimon is not Levi, Levi is not Yehuda. Every boy, if we can, as imagine, he's going around the beds, he's giving a kiss, he says good night, he says with them Amalech HaGoyel, this is the maximum that can be. He's not sitting by the bed and saying, what did you learn today? What were the Mishnayos that the Rebbe learned with you? No Rebbe, no Mishnayos. And he is alone in such a situation that he's falling asleep. And he's going around the beds, he's blessing his children, and he's davening. He's davening that those children should grow in the maximum that it can be. They are human beings, they are not angels. They should have the tzrochim that they need, and they should be shomu mikoil chet ve'ovrin. This is not regular. This is a big, big, big work to do. In Sof Parsha we have a posuk that I want to add now. Vayashkem lorom baboiker. After the meeting with Yaakov Uvinu, and after making the Yegar Sohadusa in Krisa Sabris, Vayashkem Lovon Vaboiker. Lovon went back home. Every Vayashkem that is written in the Torah, Chazal, are doyrosh der Vayashkem. Because the word Vayashkem means to be awake very early in the morning. This is Hashkome. So Vayashkem Avrom Vaboiker Badeakede, Zrizim Magdim Lemitzvos. Vayashkem Bilom, Rosho, Vakodmo Chavrom. This Vayashkem Lovom Baboiker is not Nidrosh, no Chazal. He woke up very early in the morning to go back home. So, why should he wake up so in the morning? He wanted to daven v'sikn. He wanted to learn a page of Gemara before the daven, and it's Lovom no Arami. He goes back home. So why shouldn't he sleep at least as a yeshiva bocher, a regular yeshiva bocher, that he's waking up 9:10 in the morning. What's the rush? Vayashkem lovom baboiker. And this hashkome not nidrosh, no place in Chazal. I think the hemshef in the posuk vayashkem lovom baboiker. Vayenashek lebono velevnoisov. He wanted to say shalom to his own children. He had 4 daughters, and he had Eniklach. He wanted to kiss them as a grandpa. But he knew, he understood that they won't be there to his kiss. They are Yud Bei Shivtei Kor, holy children. The last thing that they need is a kish from Lovon or Arami. He felt it. So he figured out his plan. He will wake up very, very early in the morning. They will be sleepy. And as they are sleeping, he will have the ability to kiss them. Vayashkem lovam baboiker, vayenashek lebono velevnoi. So this was the only ability how to do this rod. So in as a biologic father that wants to do. Lelamdeinu, as Bnoisov, Vebonov, they were very far from him. They understood that he is a danger. They knew that he is a oived avodah zarah. They were educated by their mothers and by their father to be far away from this arami oived avi. So the Posuk wants to tell us how far it was that if he wanted to kiss, he needed to wake up very, very early. This is what he did. Ve'elech v'yoshov leveisoi. In Medrash is written that Lavan went back home from this meeting with his daughters, with his children, with his son-in-law. Nothing left over in his heart. You're going back to the same house with the same avodah zarah and the same olam hazeh. You have such a commitment and you see your children. Maybe it would be a svara. Maybe you can be a Jew. A nefesh asher osu b'choro navro megayer esu anoshim. Sor megayer esu anoshim. Ver ois lovon. Why are you so lovondik? Vayashkem vayachzor. This is lovon. Klipas lovon cannot accept nothing. Just to be lovon. So this posuk vayashkem lovon vaboiker is good. We understand it. And coming back to those children, holiest that can be, with a holy father as Yaakov Avinu, holy and busy, keeping themselves in a very high level of Yiddishkeit, because they have a father there that says Shira Malois when he is far away with those Kivsoi Satsoin, and he is putting in Machshove his whole rotzon is my children should be erlich. I want those children should grow up as the grandchildren of my father and my grandfather. Yaakov Avinu had a very good example. Avram Avinu, Yitzchok Avinu, Soro Imenu, Rivko Imenu. He had his teachers, and this is what he wanted to give over. And this giving over was from such an emissive place that even though that practically couldn't do it long, but this point that was so deep in his heart, this brought his children, they should have the schus to grow as Yaakov Avinu's children, Yud Beis Shivteiko, as the Zohar says, Yud Beis Gevulei Alachsoin, it's crossing the whole place. This is the base of the Jewish nation that is going to be the Am Nivcho. Am Zu Yotzarti Li Tilos Yesaperu. This Tilim of Yaakov Avinu was the education. So it's not as people feel that it needs to have rules how to educate children. How many hours to be with them, what to learn with them. It is important, but it's not the main. The main thing is to be there caring for their Yiddishkeit. The main thing is it should be something there that fills the heart in a place that even if you don't have the time to do it before you, but this is your emissary, what's in. Children naturally are feeling what is by their father the most important thing. They are feeling it. If we have today, man, people, it comes Shabbos, and they are tired from whole week not learning, so they are adding the sleep of Shabbos to the sleep of the whole week. And then if we want to imagine a family, the children, they hear that the father has a birthday, Shabbos, and the mother says, buy something for your father. He should enjoy. So the children are taking those few cents that they got from the mother. What should we buy for our father? It should be for him something that he will enjoy. So those children, they know their father. They are living in the same house. So they are thinking what they see that he is doing when he has the time. This is what they will buy him. So if they see that their father, when he has the time, is taking out from the refrigerator an ice cream, and he takes a nice paper, a comics, and he looks and he smiles and he's happy. So this would be for the children the best thing. We will buy for Papi, Lekuved Yom Huledet, an ice cream with a comics. And this would be what the children will understand, that this is matching their father. And even if the father will feel not so geschmack, and he will say to the children, why did you buy me those things? Children are natural, and they will say, Papa, this is what you love to do. So, Boruch Shokivantem. Yeah, you have a very straight mashov. This is what he loves to do. There are fathers that they are trying to cheat, but you cannot cheat a child. You can cheat your Rosh Koilel that you came an hour before. You can cheat your teacher. You cannot cheat a father. So, a child in a father cannot cheat. This is something that is so natural. Children need to grow with a feeling, what is my father preferring to do? It's a long list what someone can do. What is by him the most important? If he's not doing it, he won't reach it. So everyone can ask himself, what is by me, what I am preferring to do the best when I have my time, I'm calm, I don't have a shver v'lovon, I don't have a brother v'esov. What are the things that I love to do? So education is not starting with how to deliver it for the children, as it's starting with every person for himself. Who are you? Who are you? What do you prefer? What is you? Something that makes you happy. This is something that is so simple. So, if we are taking children from a cheder, children that are 8 or 10 or 12, in asking them the question, what is by you, father, the most important thing? So, this is not something that I'm talking from theory. This is something that I have done many times, many, many times, in many, many situations. And because the children are very straight, they are not diplomatic. So many people, many children say, my father loves money. Many, many children. It is right that I asked Israeli children, the Sabres, they have a very straight language. They are talking, as they say, Dugri. Dugri is a Arabic word that means straight. Maybe American children are more diplomatic. So if someone else, a stranger, is asking, what do your father love the most? So maybe if you will say, to learn Torah. Halavai, I feel it as a bluff. It's a good bluff. They should have the understanding that they want to say it. It's also good. But most of the answers that I got from children here in Israel of this question, it was about vocation, swimming pool, reading. There were children, they said, my father loves to learn. But if I can say in percent, it was a very low percent. And I'm talking about children that they are Haredi. I didn't talk with children that are not Haredi. Chas v'sholem, no Mizrochi, no Reform, no Conservative. Only Altar HaKodesh, Haredi. And I didn't hear this answer. What is the most which you, Father, love? And the answer should be Tulum Torah. And then comes the Melamed in Cheder and sings with the children the Nigun Toiv li Torah Spicho Me'alfei Zohov V'Chesef. And I'm asking, it's such a nice Nigun. But is it so? Is it so? So the father is a Koelin Geman and he's poor. And someone comes in the middle of the Koelin and says, come now with me, I have something that you can have for it, 5,000 shekel. $5,000. How many from those kiboyrim would say, not now. It's now the time that I'm learning. And I sang yesterday for my child, Toiv li toir aspicho me'alfei zohov chesef. So you say that you have for me 5,000 shekel. And I said, Toiv li toir aspicho. It's now my shiur akovua. I have my chavrusa. If I can come 1 o'clock, middle day, okay. If not, go to someone else. We believe that there are a few people that would answer like this. But most of the people that I know, they would say, of course, but they will ask, maybe it can be $6,000. This would be the response. And of course, what he says, what will I do with this money? I will pay for the rent of my department. I will pay for the loaning for my children. So it comes to Torah. But it's not Toiv li toir aspicho. Toiv li toir aspicho is kipshuta. So you cannot sing it and act in the opposite way because children are very, very clever. And they will see that at times that you are singing something just because it's a nice song, but it's not what you think. So Parshas Vayetze, as I started, is something that gives us the ability to touch how was created our nation in this point of giving the right attitude to Torah, to Yiddishkeit, to Rochnius, when it is compared to things that are Olam Hazeh. The Yaakov Avinu we didn't see, not this Indian of Shkolim or Dolarim, it wasn't yet in Befoyal, it wasn't Be'olam HaMaise yet. But what we know for sure, that Avraham, Yitzchok v'Yaakov, all those three Avos HaKdoshim, that they were Merkova LaShechina, so it was very, very well known for everyone that was close to them. This was the most important thing. This big responsibility to build the Jewish nation and to build it in the way that it will be Yimtzochen be'enei Elohim, it was me'akev b'di'eved, every detail in every day. So in those zeli esrim shono beveisecho, we know for sure, daily, in the hard times, daily in the Arami Oived Ovi, Yaakov Avinu was there attached to one purpose, to raise Jewish nation with Jewish children that are kept b'kedusha. This was what he wanted. This was what he asked for. And of course, as we know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Shomea Tfilas Kol Peh, and he is Boichen Kloyois Volev, in after the examen of Kloy Yisrolev from Yaakov Avinu, he knew this is what this father wants, even though he is now far, even though he is busy, even though he is aggravated. 20 years, and he didn't say nothing to Lavan. It was there, but he didn't say it even. Now that he came, it had a reason why it came out. But we do understand that the yesod of the chinuch is written in Parshas Vayetze, in between many, many other things that are not looming and are not davening. It's the rotzen ho'amiti. The rotzen ho'amiti to have those peiros. With this rotzen ho'amiti, it is there. We understand that this is something that is changing the whole picture. I want to tell you a story that I had a schus to be when the story happened. I was in Yeshiva Sfasemes, and Rosh Yeshiva was the Pnei Menachem. When his brother passed away, he got to be the Ger Rebbe, but in those years he was Rosh Yeshiva Sfasemes. And I was there, and we had a pupil that was a very sad boy. He wasn't blessed with a good head, and he was a very sad boy. And I asked him one, I just sat near to him, I asked him, why are you so sad? So he starts to cry. He says, I am not having no hatzlocha in my learning. I cannot learn alone a piece of the Gemara. And even though if someone is giving me the explanation, and I try to remember, but I forget so, and I don't have hatzlocha in learning. I'm sitting and doing nothing. And I saw that he was so broken, so I told him, maybe would you want to go to the Rosh Yeshiva to tell him your situation and to ask for a blessing? He says, yeah, I would want to. But it was so that the pupils weren't so close just to knock on the door and to ask for such a commitment. So, because I had more the ability to do it, I told them I will ask the Rosh Yeshiva if he agrees to see you. So I went to the Rosh Yeshiva, I told him about this pupil with his name. He knew everyone, he had a genius head. So I said, he's very weak, and he wants to learn, and it's not going. Yeshiva Sfasemes is a Yeshiva Gedoyle, starts to the 17. He was already 22. He said, of course, call him in. So I'm running and I'm calling him in. He's putting on himself his kapilich, Rosh Yeshiva, everybody knew. He's the brother of the Ger Rebbe, the son of the Imre Emes. And we went in. His name was Mechel. So the Pnei Menachem says, Mechale, what is with you? He talked Hebrew. So he started to cry. And he said, I don't have no hatzlocha in my learning. I have a very, very weak head. So the Pnei Menachem told him those words that I want to tell you. He said, you know, I think that you have something that I don't have. I was born by my father, and I was born with a very good head. His father was the old Ger Rebbe. His mother was the daughter of the Sfasemes, Ramon Yisfeige Minche. She was also very, very clever. I was born as a very clever boy. And all my years that I'm learning, I'm thinking to myself, it's written in the Torah, in Bechukoy Saiteilechu, Rashi says, Shetiyu Ameilim Batoyra. Ameilim. And I don't find the ability to be omel batoyre. Everything is for me so easy. What I see, I understand. What I learn, I remember. I don't have the omel atoyro. So I am jealous when I see you, because you have the omel atoyre, and it's more important than knowing the Torah. So I'm looking at you and I think, Halevai, I would have this gift to be an omel. You have this ability. And he's looking and Rosh Hashiva saying those words. And he was so amazed to hear it. He said a few words more. So I'm skipping a few years. It's already 30 years. He's today a Dayan. This Mechale. He's a Dayan. Dayan Choshe Mishpot. When it comes to a boy who's in Choshe Mishpot, they are taking him. And when I'm meeting him, we are talking about this meetment by the Pnei Menachem. From this day, he got something there that gave him the push, something that gave him the understanding. This Omol Torah is not only a chetimtze to come to know the Torah. It's something for itself. And he was so happy with it. He was so amazed. It made a change. When he had this matone, he started to learn, and as I'm telling you, he is today a Dayan in Choshe Mishpot, one of the best here in Eretz Yisrael. This Mechale. So, Ameilim Batoyre. Of course, we want to reach Yediyas HaToyre. Okay, we need to have children that they should be educated to Omol HaToyre, to understanding how important it is, how good it is, how it is more me'alfizov or chesef. This is what we are searching after. So, if I need to say a lecture for people that are coming from far away to Merkaz HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael, Yeshiva Smir. This Yeshiva Smir was created by those people, Rabbi Lezer Yudel Finkel, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz. Those were people that above of everything that we are talking, they loved learning Omol HaTorah, Omol HaTorah. I had a schus to see Reb Chaim Shmulevitz a few times. It was once that he came to the Ger Rebbe, his son, Reb Avrom, Zichrono Livrocha. He got to be as a Ger Chosid, and we were very close. He made a bris, and the Ger Rebbe was Sandek, and Reb Chaim Shmulevitz came to this bris. After the Sunday course in Ger, but the Ger Rebbe Beis Yisrael, everything was very quick, just a few minutes. After the bris, he approached the Ger Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, git mir a broche. The explanation is, Rebbe, I want a blessing. I need to talk, people should understand. I was standing there as one of the chassidim, and it got to be so silent, and the Rebbe asked, Abruche wegen Wus, about what? So what was the answer of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz? He was in the elder years, and he was after learning 60, 70 years below Hefse Klal Uklal. Hoben atzloche in lernen. This was his words. I remember I was already a younger man, but it made such an impression on me before I heard what the Rebbe says. Standing there with such achnoe, it's not a chosid, it's the Ger Rebbe. I between that, the Ger Rebbe was a bit older than him, but it was the same years. Hatzloche in learning. This was his, this is on his lips. What does he want? So the Rebbe gave a big smile, and the Rebbe said, as much you will want, as much you will, of Jewish, you say, Vete Rosh Yeshiva Dagreichen. Dagreichen means Rosh Yeshiva will come to the point as much she will want to. Wie viel ihr et will, et ihr es da greifen, und mir Rosh Hashiva wird da greifen. And he was so happy with this blessing, so he made something that it never happened. He took the hand of the Ger Rebbe and he gave a kiss. So in Ger, it's not something that, and this is something that I saw with my own eyes. And I used to say to this Avraham, Zichron Levroche, you know, you, because of you, I was an Eidus to see something that it was so, so fantastic, so something that is not happening as in the regular days. So this is Kol HaTorah Kulo. Poisrim b'chvoid amoko, and we are Messiah b'chvoid amoko. And this place that Reb Chaim left over, this as request, Ob matzloche in lernen. We need to put in our children the real emes, ahavas Torah, the real emes dik, ahavas chochnis, ahavas akdushe. Vekoyit nashem vecho yosif, I am finishing with my birkas hediot, kol ve'echot ve'echot min hanimtzoyim, min hashoyimim, should the mirtz Hashem come to this nekude of ahavas Torah, amitis, should give it over to the children no matter what we are doing. The children don't go, they should go be'oifim. It should be Yofi Koyach HaBen, Mikoyach HaOv, Omen Ken Yerotzim. Amen.